to hand out, and certainly we love your feedback on the station and our newsletter coming up. We'll have more on that later when Terry and James back with more on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A heat wave is moving closer to the breaking point from the Midwest to New England, but for now there is no quick relief in sight, with heat index readings expected to top 100 again. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
New York City to South Bend, Indiana to Washington, they're urging people to seek out water parks, splash pads, or indoor cooling centers. While even in Vermont, they've opened the pools earlier than expected.
President Biden's issued a disaster declaration for New Mexico, where deadly wildfires have given way to torrential rain that's triggered dangerous flooding. Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford.
We have certain areas of town where every home's been taken out, every structure's been taken out, and we're getting a lot of phone calls, people wanting to get back, but now's not the time to come back.
CBS's Jan Crawford says the Supreme Court could issue a ruling affecting former President Trump today.
This is a case about obstruction and whether or not he can be facing charges for obstruction of justice around the 2020 election.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Dane County clerk is warning other local election officials about an email he calls an intimidation tactic. The message tells clerks they may be committing election fraud if they send out the newest absentee ballot envelopes. Scott McDonald tells the State Journal it's not true. Thursday is the deadline for clerks to mail absentee ballots for the August primary. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
This legislative agenda reimagines what community safety looks like, making really important investments in community health and prevention programs that help to prevent and deter violence.
Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Cranberry Blossom Festival is underway in Wisconsin Rapids. Because of the rain forecasted today, the Downtown On Tap group has decided to move the band Barefoot Americans inside Whiskey Rapids Saloon. This means there won't be any face painting or vendors. Saturday's Arts, Crafts, and Vendor Fair will happen rain or shine. They'll be set up along West Grand Avenue between the bridge and 3rd Avenue South. The forecast is calling for rain tomorrow, so be sure to bring your umbrella. There is a Brat Fry happening today through Sunday. The Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club has you covered for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime this weekend. They're working to raise money for Clay Target League Nationals in Michigan next month. You can head over to 998 Ranger Road, June 21st through the 23rd, from 10 to 5 on Friday, 8 to 6 on Saturday, and 8 to 5 on Sunday. You can help the Trap Team get to Nationals. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some heavy rain also possible. Highs near 67. Tonight, showers and storms and a low near 61. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. Otherwise, raining most of the day with a high near 73. Clearing out on Sunday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Terry and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Good things coming up this hour. We're going to get into some local things going on. Got a lot of great events happening in the area. I want to talk about our schedule for today as well. And a little bit later, is coffee good or bad? A 23andMe study finds the answer may be in our genes.
Interesting.
Want to get into that one? But we kick off with some entertainment news for the hour. And Donald Sutherland passed away yesterday. I wanted to touch on that a little bit. He passed away yesterday after an undisclosed long illness. He was 88, and he is well-known for a lot of movies. I think younger generations would know him from The Hunger Games. He was the President Snow in The Hunger Games, so many would remember him from that. Maybe the professor in Animal House or the original movie version of MASH you might have remembered him from. Kelly's Heroes, Clute, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, one of his better ones. Ordinary People, my God, his performance in Ordinary People. I loved him in Backdraft, but the one when this news broke, I happened to be around my dad, and we were already talking about Willie Mays passing away. We were literally talking about that, and the news breaks that Donald Sutherland passed away, and we look at each other, and immediately, Dirty Dozen, his performance in the Dirty Dozen, like instantly, both of us were right there on that, and him and I love that movie because he loves that movie, and it's interesting how. You know, we know this with sports already. Most of us love the teams that our parents loved or they were handed down to us, these sports traditions of ours, our teams and all this. I never really think about music is like this, too. Usually the first music we get into is obviously from our parents or the people that raise us. But I never think about actors or movies and stuff like that when it comes to these things. And I think a lot of times of my grandparents and how much they've influenced me and my music, my movie tastes and the actors I like and everything. So much of it comes from my dad. I never really thought about it. I think about it with sports. I think about it with other things. But 90% of the actors in the movies I like and everything are all from him. And we got going. And Donald Sutherland is not a household name, maybe, or anything like that. I would say that his son Kiefer is probably much more famous than he is. But still, one of these guys that you lose and you're immediately like, oh man, he was great. Like he was really, really good. And not for nothing, both Sutherlands, really, Kiefer and maybe not as much, but Donald in particular was a guy that I looked up to in many ways, not just because he was so good. You never saw Donald Sutherland give a bad performance. Fantastic actor. But not your typical Hollywood leading man. Not the guy that we were told growing up, that's what a leading man looks like. Like Donald Sutherland was a bit taller, had a longer face, some of these things, but was still able to make it in the acting game and work in the acting game because he was that good at what he did. He's an incredible actor. Donald was also, of course, father of Keither, who had a great quote, "With a heavy heart, I tell you that my father, Donald Sutherland, has passed away. I personally think one of the most important actors in history of film. Never daunted by a role, good, bad, or ugly. He loved what he did and did what he loved. And no one can never ask for more than that. A life well lived."
Oh, that's very nice.
That's a really good quote from him. Mm-hmm. And a great actor. I know that this weekend my dad and I made plans. We're going to watch The Dirty Dozen. Definitely going to watch that one. Encourage you to check that one out. If you haven't seen any of these movies, go watch some Donald Sutherland, man. Terry, you and I joke all the time about being 80s kids and growing up in the 90s and a lot of this. So I thought this one would be awfully good for both of us. If you haven't seen the Brat Pack documentary, Bratz, on Hulu yet, it is one of the more popular documentaries on Hulu. It's been doing very well. And it seems like that has sparked a conversation over at Sony because there are some very, very heavy, serious talks going on right now about a sequel to St. Elmo's Fire.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it would reunite the original cast, Emilio Estevez, Rob Rouleau, Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, Ally Sheedy, and it's pretty early on. Andrew McCarthy would also be a part of it. There isn't any word on a script yet or if everyone is even interested in coming back, but the 80s nostalgia is so big that, of course, they're going to talk about this and see where it goes.
But we don't even know if they'll come back. I mean, I can see, though, that if they were able to reunite the original cast, I can see it having a following then. Even if it's not a good movie.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I can definitely see people being interested if it's the same cast.
If there is one thing that entertainment, whether it is movies, TV shows, music, whatever it is, parody is everything in all of these industries. If there's one thing you're going to see a lot more of going forward, nostalgia. Anything that'll pull on that nostalgia string. And so they're just going to keep doing this. I would like to see something with those actors that's a completely different script. That's something completely different. I think you could still, like, this is the thing. This is too easy. It's too right there. And that's why they do it. But I just take it a step further. Hey, we got all these actors back. So we got the nostalgia part. Now, I don't know. Here's something kind of out the box. Give them a new script.
Give them a new idea. Go have them fight aliens or something. I don't know. Something different. Anything different than sitting at a coffee shop and talking about the relationships and everything again. How are you going to make a sequel out of St. Elmo's Fire? Like, what is the... Who's banging on the desk? I need a sequel to St. Elmo's Fire.
I mean...
Son of St. Elmo.
They probably have kids now.
Sure.
You know. Yeah,
but, I mean, didn't we see that in 30-something in the TV show? I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's been done. Give them something new to do. Give them... Because I'd love to see these actors work together again. One of the things that's lost on all this, the chemistry of a lot of the Brat Pack. Like, there were some great actors in
there. Oh, yeah.
And some really good chemistry and some really good work. I'd like to see Emilio Estevez and Demi Moore work together again. I'd like to see some of these combinations more. But I got no interest in The Breakfast Club 2 back in detention. I don't need that.
Well, that'd be kind of fun.
I love that movie. I don't want them to touch that movie.
Yeah, they should not touch that movie.
I would love to see those actors work together again.
Would you be able to... separate it, or would you be thinking about them in Breakfast Club?
I think that it depends. I think it depends on the movie, the role, and all that. But I do hear what you're saying, because it would be very difficult to do with those. But that's on the actor. That to me is always, I never put that on a fan. If you watch Daniel Radcliffe in a new movie and you can't stop thinking about him as Harry Potter, that's not on that's on him as an actor. I think that that's on us as actors to be able to pull this off so well that you completely forget that Daniel Radcliffe, oh my God, that's Harry Potter. And that kid's good enough to do it. He does it all the time. If you are good enough, I think that that's on you as an actor to be able to pull that off. I do think that a script helps, writing helps and everything, but I don't know if they'd want that, because that's probably a big pull for them to be all in a movie together again. I bet you, I know Ally Sheedy has mentioned this before too, that she misses working with some of these actors. So I think that'd be cool too, just to be able to get them together again.
They were in a lot of movies together.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I can see that.
It's also wild to think of this crew of actors and the careers that they had, because every one of them had at least some hits. Even Andrew McCarthy, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but he was in some movies here and there and everything. And Judd Nelson did okay. Ally Sheedy has done very well. Demi Moore is a household name. Emilio Estevez, even though he hasn't been in anything in a while, is still very well known by
people. Oh, I think so too.
You know, and Rob Lowe, of course, has gone on and had many hit TV shows and that he's been a part of and everything. That doesn't usually happen, especially you look at the history of acting. Most of the time where there's a group of actors that are well known, yeah, maybe back in the original stars of Hollywood and everything, they had long careers. But after that, it kind of, you get to chewed up and spit out and we're done with you. They, to have the careers that they did, especially Demi Moore, how long her career went. I know she hasn't done anything recently or anything like that, but she's her career is really stands out to me. That's an interesting thing that'll happen here. I don't know. We'll see. I almost guarantee you there will be a sequel just because they're talking about it. Whether it'll be any good or not, who knows, but we'll see. On your small screen, we're getting the small screen and big screen right now, and on your small screen this weekend, there's only one thing that matters, and it is the Stanley Cup Finals going on tonight. The Edmonton Oilers host the Florida Panthers. Panthers are up 3-2. Either way, somebody is going to win a cup this weekend, because I think game 7 is on Sunday. I don't know if I've really had this happen before. I went into this series not really caring, just wanted to see some great hockey. But I was kind of leaning towards Canada a little bit, because Canada hasn't won a cup in 30 years. And then immediately was kind of like, I like this Panther team.
Right.
USA, USA, USA. I was a complete, and Florida's never won a championship or anything like that. I think that's kind of cool. I'm kind of still stuck in the middle here. I don't really have a preference. There's two storylines that are quite interesting with this, though, if you're an average sports fan. First off, this is the hardest championship to win in sports. Anybody who knows anything about sports will tell you that. So you have the craziness of that. You have the greatest player in the world playing in this series in Connor McDavid. He is electric. He is amazing. If you don't know anything about hockey and you're watching, you're going to see him on the ice and be like, whoa. That guy's different. He is different. That guy's fast. He is so unique with the puck and his puck handling. It's incredible what he does. So him alone is must-see TV. But there is nothing but great players on both of these lines. And you have something that's going to happen this weekend that is going to make history. Either Florida's going to win their first championship. And where the Stanley Cup has spent the last, I want to say, four or five, maybe even six seasons in Southern Florida, with Tampa Bay winning like three championships and Florida being in the Cup these last 2 years. It's really, really interesting. And think about how they feel about that in Edmonton, where where it's, you got the cold, you got fishing, and you got hockey. And I know this for, I've known people from Edmonton growing up and everything, that played with my dad and stuff. And they love hockey to a level that we can't even relate to in this country. Think about the way they are about football in the South. Now times that by a billion, and that's what hockey is in Canada. So they're watching Florida possibly win a championship where they don't even grow ice. And I did say grow ice. It's a joke. Go with it. But you also could have something. Florida was up 3-0, and Edmonton has come back 2 games. So if Edmonton goes on to win this series, they will be the first team since 1941 and only the second team ever to be down 3-0 and win a Stanley Cup.
That's pretty cool. Just, I mean, amazing. Either way, right? Whichever one wins.
It's going to be pretty exciting. Also, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 o'clock on NBC, the Summer Olympic Trials begin. Oh, I'm so excited about that. On Max tonight, Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun, Bad Blood. That's an interesting, I think it's a documentary or something about her versus the Scooter guy and why she is re-recording a lot of her albums and everything. Anything with Taylor Swift attached to it is probably going to get some eyeballs on it. Netflix has Trigger Warning starring Jessica Alba. Great to see her acting again. Big fan of hers. I like her. She did a really interesting thing with her career where she got really tired of Hollywood and all these things and was like, you know, I'm just going to focus on being a mom. And she took a lot of the money she had and kind of invested it in this company. And now she's been actually making a great living through that company. And so to see her acting now, I think she's just acting just, oh, I like this script. I'm going to go for it.
Just for the enjoyment of it.
Yeah. I like that. I'm happy for her with that. And I really do like her as an actress. Very good work. On AMC and BBC America, the series premiere of Orphan Black Echoes. It takes place decades after the original series. Stars the great Kristen Ritter. She's awesome. She's a great actor. And you got some biographies this weekend. Dee Snider and Alice Cooper on Biography this weekend. That's interesting to see. Looking at your big screen, not a whole lot going to be released this weekend. You have a documentary in limited release, I Am Celine Dion, a documentary about the life and career of Celine Dion and her struggles with her rare neurological disorder that she has been very honest about and talked a lot about. And I really admire her for that. I am not a Celine Dion guy. I admire her. I shouldn't say admire her. I respect her. I know that she's a powerful, great singer. But I don't know much about her or anything.
Same.
But seeing the way that she has handled this disease and how upfront she has been about it and so vulnerable about it, I don't know how you can't admire that. That's been pretty cool to see. I think the big one, I don't know if it's necessarily a big release, but to me it just looks really good. Austin Butler stars in Bike Riders. Tom Hardy is in this one as well. Takes us back to the 1960s as the biker clubs were first beginning. It kind of gives you more of a telling of that. And The Exorcism, starring Russell Crowe, plays a troubled actor who begins to unravel while shooting a supernatural horror film. See if you're interested in that one. I definitely think that if you've only got so much time this weekend, I would encourage you to maybe skip the small screen, skip the big screen, and go to your local community theater stage. The Playhouse Theater Group has their of Central Wisconsin has Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. They got just a couple more shows for you, everybody. They have one today at tonight at 7 and one tomorrow at 7. Be sure to check out this great show. Support local theater and have a great time while you're at it, everybody. You can get your tickets at PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com, PlayhouseTheaterGroup.com. Go ahead and check that out. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, I want to talk about our lineup change coming up and some other local events happening and maybe give you a chance to win some carnival tickets just between us. You know, coming up maybe right around the morning show in WFHR. Yeah.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. It's
better over. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. It's better over. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details.
WFHR invites you to join David Farnborough of Coldwell Banker's Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farnborough to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some heavy rain also possible. Highs near 67. Tonight, showers and storms and a low near 61. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. Otherwise, raining most of the day with a high near 73. Clearing out on Sunday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get to some Rafter news in a moment here, and we'll talk a little bit later about Amazon boxes not having that air pillow thing anymore, the packaging that they use.
Yeah, They're going to stop using that.
Yeah, I'm going to stop using that.
There's like paper in there instead.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get into that one with everybody. And we're going to talk about this study that finds if you like coffee or not, you might want to blame mom or dad. We're talking about how that affects you. That is in your genes, it turns out. even if you're not wearing jeans. It's a bad joke. I apologize to the audience for that one.
Dang.
You will not have jokes like that in our new afternoon lineup.
You know, we just don't have that many jokes left.
Yeah.
It's been a long week. You get what you get.
I just reached into the barrel, pulled that joke out. That was one of the last ones we had in there. Had to use it up. It's going to expire. Had to use it. That's bad. So, coming up next week, we are going to have some fun next week. We've been talking about this for a while. We've been working so hard behind the scenes on this one. And it is finally time, starting next Monday, Monday through Friday, we have a new lineup in our afternoons for everybody. Really kicks, things really get going with the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. And for those that have been listening to Maggie's show, we greatly appreciate that. It's a great listen, and you're very smart for listening because she's awesome. Maggie's show has been being kind of cut off after an hour. We're going to give her that full 2 hours. So she's going to have that starting on Monday. Very deserving and wonderful for our audience, too, because there's a lot of times where Maggie will have, hey, coming up in the second hour, we have this guest. And then you don't get to hear that guest. Like, you know, we're correcting that, fixing that. That's from 2 to 4, the Maggie Dawn Show. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Friday for that. 4 to 5, Monday through Friday, Midday Magazine. We are going to have a new time slot for that. Very excited about it. And very excited about having the addition of Monday and having 2 extra guests a week.
Yeah, that'll be great.
It gives us more opportunities to talk to nonprofits like you and the United Way. Have on great events like Bluegrass at the Lake and these kind of things that we have done for many, many, many years, decades really, on Midday Magazine. While the name has changed a little bit here and there, the show stays the same and is still Carl's show as far as I'm concerned. I'm just trying not to break it. And we have a great time with it. And I want to send a gigantic thank you to Pam. More on that later. But thank you, Pam, for the work she's doing on that, because that two extra guests a week might not sound like a lot to some of the audience out there, but that's a lot on scheduling. And that's two extra interviews for me to prep and prepare
and you've
for every week.
Remind people and, you know, react when something falls through.
Which both happen weekly. Yeah. So, you know, there's that. 4 to 5, Monday through Friday, Midday Magazine. And then from 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Playmakers. We are going to be not only talking live, we're live on the air for those hours. So that's awesome. Live radio, 5 to 6, one of the most coveted time slots in radio. We are going to be right here with you. We are your drive time. We are going to be able to talk sports and not just talk with you about world sports or anything like that, but local sports. I've been talking with Randy and working with him in the last couple of weeks in particular about getting on our high school coaches, being able to talk to the rafters on game day and seeing what's going on at the ballpark, how's the weather, who's the starting pitcher today, any of these late breaking news things that happen where we haven't been able to cover them in the past, now we do. The idea of a sports story breaks on Tuesday and we got to wait a week to talk about it, that ain't happening then anymore. We're going to be able to do even more local reporting on our sports and the sports in our area, and I really do want to focus on our high schools and really highlighting these kids, these coaches, and what's going on in high school athletics. I have two great partners in this. Randy Paul, of course, one of the voices of this area when it comes to high school sports. And Seth, who is just a rain man when it comes to sports and knowing these things. So we're going to have a lot of fun with the show. Looking forward to it. Seth is going to be more on with us a little more regular, because being 5 to 6, Randy's oftentimes going to be off covering a game.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean Randy's not going to be on the air with us, because we're going to talk to Randy at the ballpark. We're going to talk to Randy at the field. And hey, how's the weather down there? How are the teams looking?
That'd be great.
It's going to be so much fun. We're very excited about this. Do want to send a big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring that hour and giving us the opportunity for this. And you're welcome, Phil. You're getting a little more bang for your buck now. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's a pretty good deal. Tuesdays and Thursdays, eventually, this will be premiering in, I'd say around July sometime, Community Stories with Melissa. This is what, to me personally, just between you and I, Terry, and the audience, this is the one I'm really excited about.
It's like, you know, July is like in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. She okay. knows.
All right,
she
all
knows.
Right.
Melissa wants this show to be incredible, and we want to give her the time to be able to do that. So that is what she is doing right now, is prepping stories, getting things ready for those extra 2 hours a week she's going to be filling and focusing on community stories, specifically a lot of our high schools and our not just our high schools, our schools in general, and what's going on with the kids. She wants to give more of a voice to that.
So how's it different from Midday Magazine?
It's going to be more, I would say, where Midday Magazine is me and you talk, I ask you question, you answer, et cetera, et cetera. Melissa is going to be doing a little more reporting, a little more, some Q&A, I imagine. And I don't want to speak for her or anything, but
just curious.
Just what I understand, a little more like in-depth. Like right now, you hear her talk about something in a minute, you know, and cover a story there. There's a lot left on the table, I imagine. She's going to be able to get that to you.
Sure.
Instead of just having a quick meal, you're going to have a full course meal. You're going to have your dessert, you know, everything. As opposed to right now with the news, it's kind of like, hey, here's your coffee. You know, because that's how it works.
Glass.
That's how it has to. Yes, in a glass, of course. I'm very excited about that. Community Stories with Melissa. That, again, will be premiering sometime in July.
Cool.
In the meantime, we are going to be featuring Unlabeled and Seth Faces the Music on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Give those shows a chance to kind of go to a different audience and, you know, have some other people turned on by that great work that we're all doing around here. This is a big project, everybody. And it is not easy to pull off. The tech side of this, where everything has to have a cart number and it has to be lined up in a certain place, and especially when it comes to shows that we're not live for, setting all of that up, it takes a lot of our engineering team and a lot of work out of Pam. So that's why this has taken some time to build and make happen. But I'm so excited about this, and I cannot tell you what this means, not just for our station, but for our listeners and our advertisers. Want you to be a part of the team, everybody, and now is a good time to jump on. Give our sales staff a call at 424-1300. We've got shows that could use sponsors. You hear how we talk about our sponsors. Hear how we talk about El Cafe, Quality Plus Printing. Anybody that joins us, we don't just talk about them in that segment. We talk about them all the time. So it's a great team to be a part of here, and we're very excited about this. 4 to 6 next week, going to be different around here, and we're very excited about that. Terry, let's wrap up the segment talking a little Rafters. Rafters had a doubleheader yesterday, won the first one, lost the second one. Looking to get back in the win column tonight and have some fireworks while they're at it.
How fun.
Fireworks night tonight at Winterfield. Fireworks presented by the Hotel Mead Resort and Convention Centers. And they have a concession special, $6 for a Rocky Rococo pizza. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're also excited, of course, the Rafters are taking hosting Madison tonight. Actually got two back-to-back days here where we're taking on the Mallards at home.
A Rocky Rococo pizza, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was just there this weekend. I just had a hot dog.
Yeah.
Missed the pizza.
darn it, yeah.
Actually, it was a good hot dog.
This Saturday, not only will the Rafters be hosting Madison again as the second part of that double back-to-back games, but it's ACW Wrestling Night featuring pregame matches. Join them at Winterfield for ACW Wrestling Night, which includes an appearance from former WWE wrestler and Wisconsin native Hornswoggle. Pre-game matches will be going on. Pre-game matches will take place in the picnic area, and the gates will open at 5:15.
His mother did not give him that name.
he's very excited about this, too. I've heard him talking about this.
You know,
it's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
One. What does ACW stand for in the wrestling world?
All championship wrestling, I think. I want to say.
I'm just curious.
Boy, it's been a while.
You know, there's so many of the little acronyms for wrestling.
You got a couple of them out there, pretty big ones. But that's going to be a big night at the ballpark. I know how excited everybody at the Rafters are and the players are for this one. And we certainly are. It's going to be a great game. Be sure to check out those. 6:20 start time tonight and tomorrow night for the Rafters as they host the Mallards. And on Sunday, early start time, 12:50, going to be in Waterloo taking on the Rafters on that one. Rafters taking on the Waterloo on that one. It's going to be good. Get your tickets and find out more at NorthwoodsLeague.com. NorthwoodsLeague.com. And again, be listening next week from 4 to 6 for our new afternoons here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two people are dead after four vehicles crashed between Horicon and West Bend Wednesday. Dodge County Sheriff's investigators say a 17-year-old driver crossed the center line on Highway 33 and struck a pickup truck, which caused a chain reaction. An 84-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman were pronounced dead at the scene. 130,000 people are expected to be living with Alzheimer's in Wisconsin next year. Abby Meisner is with the Alzheimer's Association. She says 40% of cases are linked to risk factors people can control.
Things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
New research shows changes can happen in the brain at least 20 years before a person is diagnosed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're a farmer who hasn't been able to plant your fields because of the field flooding, there's a free lunch and learn next week. Portage and Wood County Extension Ag agents and the farmers of Mill Creek are holding the event for area farmers who may need more information and to help farmers recoup some of their losses. You can have a free lunch and learn about prevented plant options and alternative emergency forages on Tuesday, June 25th from 11:45 to 1:30. It'll be at Aaron's Event Barn, 3471 County Road C in Stevens Point. For more information, you can call Ken Schrader at 715-346-1318. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater announces the cast for their fourth annual Schmeekly Shakes production of The Merry Wives of Windsor. Performances are August 15th through the 18th at Schmeekly Reserve. You can see the full cast list on CWAC's Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up four runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time and the ball down. Great play. We lost the ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah. I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, four pitches. We gave up two 0-2 home runs, very unusual, back-to-back. I've never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The 24-25 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits for just $20. You can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Wisconsin Rapid City Band, Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, Southwood County Humane Society, Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club, Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club, Pub Pilots, and VFW Post 2534. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some heavy rain also possible. Highs near 67. Tonight, showers and storms and a low near 61. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. Otherwise, raining most of the day with a high near 73. Clearing out on Sunday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Your host, James, here, joined by Terry John, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Got some fun stuff to get into in this segment, but did want to touch on one thing real quick, and a big shout-out to our friend Tom. The Southwood County Allied Veterans Council will be recovering the American flags from the headstones of veterans this Saturday at 10 a.m. They're looking for community support to help recover the flags, and will again be starting at Forest Hill Mausoleum and working their way through the Forest Hill Calvary and Rest Lawn Cemeteries until they have retrieved all the flags. Recovery time should last no more than 2 hours, and the more hands out there, the faster it'll go. We want to thank the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council and our VFW Post 2534 for the work that they do on this. Certainly putting these flags out there. Again, we can give them a hand with this. Meet them at the Forest Hill Mausoleum at 10 a.m. tomorrow and give them a hand with these.
Yeah, and especially if the weather's not supposed to be so great, it would be nice to have more hands, right?
Get it
done quicker.
It's one of those things that our veterans ask very little of us. I would think that that mm-hmm. this is something where we could step up and help out. And again, thanks to Tom for that. More on our veterans a little bit later and our good stories of the day. We'll be talking a little more about that. Looking forward to it. Terry, Amazon boxes will not come with those air pillow packaging anymore. Most stores have shifted away from bubble wrap, even though it's the most fun packaging material.
True story.
Much bigger air pillows have become more common, but now it looks like those might be on the way out too. Amazon announced that they're ditching the quote air pillows they've used for years to protect stuff in the mail, and they're moving to a hot new emerging technology called paper. They say recycled paper is better for the environment and actually offers better protection for most products. So that's why they're doing it. They started transitioning away from air pillows back in October and say they've already cut their usage by 95% in North America. So if you've seen more paper packaging in Amazon boxes, that is why. They're aiming to completely transition away from the air pillows by the end of the year. They've been using they'd been using around 15 billion of them annually.
Wow. Man. You know, I did. That's really funny because I just mentioned that at home. I had some things that I needed to order. Just some random, like we did a little remodel. So some things, you know, decorative things. And when they came, I was like, oh, this is weird. Cause it was all like brown recycled paper instead of those air pillows. You know, there is just something about stabbing those air pillows. Though,
like there that. Is. There is. Yes. You're so right about that. Yeah. Yeah. And it feels good. Feels good.
But I do like the recycled paper idea. I think that's great. Obviously, there's going to be some things that they ship that are going to have to be packaged a little better that, you know what I mean, than I think paper can do. But if it's not something super breakable, paper can, I think, can easily cushion the blow of how those boxes get thrown around.
I imagine that I'm pretty alone on this one, but I do think that one of the more interesting things going forward is packaging, actually. And how we're going to package these things, how we're going to do it in the smartest, most efficient way, while protecting the environment, while making it cost effective, and all this. Because if you are like 99% of the population and get things from Amazon, when's the last time you got something and it really fit in the box? Like, you buy something, you get a coffee mug, and it comes in a box that's like a 4x5 box or something. It's huge or something like that. The packaging is not really, we haven't really figured this out yet, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure there's just, right, like rows of standard boxes, and you just grab, well, in theory, they would grab the one closest to the size of what they're putting in it. But yeah, I don't think, like, boxes are being custom made for that item.
Yeah, I wonder if that will change. I wonder if they will start being or something, especially as we're trying to be more and more efficient about this. And I wonder, too, if this, now I know this is recycled paper, but I wonder if this will help the paper industry as well.
So it seems like what was in my boxes is just like, you know, one of those bigger rolls of like the brown kind of craft looking paper. And I think I'm guessing they just pull it off and, you know, tear it off and throw it in. So, yeah, I mean, I would think somebody's going to have to produce it, right? Like it's broken down old paper reproduced into or repurposed into this roll of packable paper.
We'll see how that one goes. Curious about that.
I think it's a great idea.
You know, anything that can limit plastic, I'm going to listen. I'm up for. And I can get that popping sensation in other places. It is a lot of fun to stand
just
that way. It is a lot of
something.
Fun. Feels good. Are you ever at a bar on the weekend and hear last call and think, well, this would be a great time to go to the dentist? You know, it's 2 a.m.
I think, when the heck is the last time I was at a bar when it closed?
I couldn't. I got to be in my 20s. It has to have been in my 20s, probably. A new survey asked people which places they think should be open 24/7. And more than half of us think supermarkets and pharmacies should be open all the time. And other results were quite interesting, too. So primary care doctors, 29% of people believe that that should be a 24/7 thing. The post office, 24/7. 24% of people think that one. The bank, 24% of people think that should be open 24/7. So a lot of these I could see the argument for. I could see the debate about. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I could see that, you know, being a possibility. I do encourage you to CC the last conversation we had about this and, you know, having enough employees, paying employees well, childcare, et cetera, et cetera. But then this is where things get a little wild to me, Terry, because 19% of the American people, our brothers and sisters out there, believe that you should be able to go to a dentist at any time of day, any time of night. I do think that what they're referring to is it's midnight and I break a crown or something.
Right.
Something that is it's hard to say a serious medical condition, but as somebody who is dealing with tooth pain right now, I will tell you that, yeah, it gets pretty intense. And, you know, I could see something being where at midnight, 1 a.m, hey, dentist, wake up.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
They're not
open on Friday.
No.
But I do think that, you know, if you have severe tooth pain, it is, you can go to the emergency department, right? Mm-hmm. Like that, but they are not going to repair your crown for you. They're probably just going to help you ease that pain until you can get in. But I think that's a tall order to expect your dentist to be open 24 hours. I will say as a parent, though, I did always appreciate Walgreens being open 24 hours because if there was something, you know, it never failed, right?
Yep.
It was Saturday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. and you had to go in for something with your child. And, having access to those prescriptions during that time, I think is really helpful.
You know, so of course, they probably doesn't mean that 19% of us want to have our teeth cleaned at midnight necessarily. But the point is that the current hours of these businesses, usually weekdays 9 to 5 or even less, isn't enough time to meet people's needs.
Right.
And that's something that's going to be, again, another interesting thing as we go forward here, how these businesses adapt to that and who kind of. Who blinks first, in some ways, because it's not as if anybody has a perfect system or a perfect way to handle this. We're still figuring it out as we go.
You know, you could use some of your paid time off to get your tooth fixed.
Yeah, there we go. That is probably how I'm going to spend any kind of paid days off, is going to the dentist finally, because I really, really need
to. But you could.
Yeah. It's one way to do it. Well, you know, they got the knockout gas and stuff. That might be fun. That might be an interesting time. Take one of those videos of me rambling with the half my face frozen. And I love life. I like this headrest, those videos. That'll make good content.
The drool.
Yeah, of course the drool. Yes, of course. We'll come back with no drool and more fun on The Morning Show. We got one more segment coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Late summer nights, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks, and baseball. America's favorite pastime just got a little more stylish with Johnson & Sons Jeep Chrysler dealer. Drive up to the ballpark, put the top down, soak in the game with a newer used vehicle from Johnson & Sons of Wisconsin Rapids. See them at historic Witter Field July 18th and meet a family-owned and dedicated team here for all your vehicle needs. Johnson & Sons Jeep, a proud supporter of Pet of the Week and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for ACW Wrestling Night June 22nd. Enjoy the thrill of pregame wrestling matches featuring former WWE wrestler and Wisconsin native Hornswoggle. An autograph session follows. But if you purchase a VIP package, you'll get ringside seating, a guaranteed autograph, and a ticket to the game. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and ACW Wrestling Night on June 22nd.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some heavy rain also possible. Highs near 67. Tonight, showers and storms and a low near 61. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. Otherwise, raining most of the day with a high near 73. Clearing out on Sunday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Take it right to the top of the hour. Wrap up the week.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every.
Let's have some fun diving into a story here, Terry, before we get into our scheduling and possibly give away some carnival tickets.
Oh, cool.
Might be doing that before we wrap up the segment. Keep listening. Is coffee good or bad? 23andMe study finds the answer could be in our genes. Do you ever start your morning with a strong cup of coffee, unable to really wake up without the caffeine jolt, or do you just avoid coffee altogether, finding that even just a few sips make you jittery and anxious and just ain't your thing? Well, scientists have been trying to figure out whether coffee is truly good or bad for years, and usually there's a study that tells you this and a study that says that. But this one is quite interesting because it gets into more of the neuropsychopharmacology. Is what they're calling it. That's the study of our habits with coffee and drinking that. And it suggests the answer may depend on your genes. An international team of researchers have found that evidence that there are specific genes that help determine just how much a coffee drinker someone is and how it affects the body. To complicate matters, however, these genetic influences seem to interact with environmental and cultural factors in ways that can produce opposite outcomes in different groups. Simply put, whether coffee is good or bad may literally vary from person to person.
No way.
Shocking. I'm so glad they did this study. I would have had no idea otherwise.
You know, when you first started this and you're like, it can be figured out on 23andMe, and I'm like, that's a little creepy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just what they can pull from the DNA tests in general. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, that, I don't know, next level.
Sometimes, like for everything cool about it, there is a little bit in the back of your mind and everything. Like, well, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
To unravel this genetic puzzle, the researchers conducted a genome-wide association study, analyzing data for over 468,000 people in two large databases, 130,000 in the Americas and 334,000 in the UK. So a good number of
people. Yeah, good sample. Yeah.
And they identified regions of the genome associated with whether somebody is more or less likely to consume coffee. And yeah, they found that the majority of people, if your parents like coffee, you tend to end up liking coffee. But certainly other factors can come into play to where that could change.
Yeah, because if your parents like Brussels sprouts and they but I fed them to you when you were a kid, you might like Brussels sprouts.
Right.
I mean, is it really genetic?
I think it's a fair point.
Or is it preference? You know what I mean? Just like what, or exposure and experience.
Exposure and influence, some of that.
Yeah.
I feel like I might be an example of this. I didn't drink coffee until I moved up here and I'm living with my Nana and Papa. And I see my Papa drinking a black cup of coffee every morning. Well, I want to be like him. So I start drinking coffee. I've been drinking it ever since.
Yeah. But so then is that genetic? Or is that just influence?
Just me wanting to be like my pop. You know, I don't know. It's an interesting.
I mean, it could be genetic, I guess.
What I think is even more interesting is where these studies could lead. Finding out maybe more about addiction. How much we inherit of that. That's another one that hits pretty close to home for me. So I'm much more curious about where not so much this study, but what could be triggered from this study.
The precedent set from this,
Jump off of this one and where else it could go. And it's quite interesting just some of this stuff. I think it's interesting to learn more about ourselves. I'm always going to find that to be an interesting topic. And I think most human beings are always going to find human beings quite interesting when we get down to this stuff.
So then are you genetically disadvantaged if both of your parents like and drink coffee, but you don't?
Yeah, right.
Are you adopted? Does that say that you're adopted?
Is that how you find out? Is that it? Is that it? if you'd like to find out more about this one, you can go to studyfinds.org and find out more. Go ahead, I encourage you to. And thanks for the work, everybody over there. We got That Ain't Right story for you. This is a doozy, too. A woman in New Zealand just sued her boyfriend for 6 years for not driving her to the airport. He'd said he'd pick her up and take her, but didn't show. So she missed her flight and a big concert she'd been planning to go to. He also promised to stay at her house and dog sit, but didn't do that either. So she took him to court and sued for damages, including the cost of a dog sitter and shuttle to the airport. A judge heard the case and considered whether the argument was legally binding, but decided not to award her any money. The judge said that while partners, friends, and colleagues often make social arrangements, they're not legally enforceable unless there is, quote, act that demonstrates an intention that the person will be bound by their promise.
So maybe like they left a note or, you know, contract. Like something. Yeah.
Yeah. You will pick me up at the airport at this said time. You know, get it.
I mean, you and I are really good friends, but if you could just sign this, have it notarized, that'd be great.
Do you happen to know a notary?
I just need a ride across town.
Is there a notary in the house? Is there a notary? In other words, so the judge says, make your boyfriend sign a contract saying he'll pick you up or not. Otherwise, you're out of luck, maybe. The couple in the story are no longer together.
Oh,
shocker.
Shocker.
Shocking.
Really?
Shocking twist to the end of that story.
I predict they were not together before the day before she was supposed to leave for this concert.
I'm starting to think that one of these people had the relationship end sooner than the other. I'm thinking that ain't right, though. That ain't right. I'll say this. If you commit to something, you got to see it through, even if you ain't together, I think. Even if you ain't together anymore, something like that, somebody's counting on you.
For sure. But, you know, the other thing, though, she also could have just dropped him a text that morning or something and said, hey, just a reminder, I need a, you know, right?
I will say, to me, I don't know if I'm the only one that does this or not, but especially if it's a ride to the airport or something like that. The last time I had to do this, I was flying out of Madison. I'm staying at my sister's house who lives in Madison, and she's going to give me a ride. But if she can't, I know that, I could take the taxi, I could take a cab. I've got backups in my head because that's how important this flight is.
Because you're not
going to
miss your flight.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not at all putting this on her.
Maybe.
But
well,
I do feel a little bit like you got to kind of, I mean, have a
there might have been a little
plan.
Baiting going on.
Yeah. Yes, there could have been. But to take this to court, like, that's a whole
other
level.
That is not good use of our resources.
No, no. that is not what our judicial system needs. No.
Although, you know, it might have been a good palate cleanser for the judge.
Yes, yeah. That's
depending
a good point.
Upon what had
it's
been on his docket,
very
you know.
Good point.
Little comic relief.
Actually, they probably don't get a lot of that. There's no, there's going to be a very night court episode all of a sudden happening there. That's pretty good. All right.
Get their shot at Judge Judy.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Now that I completely, okay, this should not be going in our regular court systems, but you want to put this on Judge Judy, I'll grab my popcorn and I'll watch. Yeah, that's definitely, that's what we have these situations, why we have Judge Judy, you know, is for these kind of situations.
Morons?
We need a palate cleanser. Let's go ahead and get into it. And we have one more day of Midday Magazine being in the current time slot it's in. It'll be from 3 to 4 today, but starting on Monday, be sure to join us 4 to 5 for it. Midday Magazine will be 4 to 5 again,
you know,
starting next week.
The good thing, though, is you're going an hour later. So if someone does turn it on at 3,
yes.
you're early. You didn't miss it.
That's all.
Right?
Catch Maggie's show and then stick around for Midday Magazine. For today in part one, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston will be joining us. Always a good, open, no-holds-barred conversation between him and I where we'll definitely, our horns will lock here and there and everything. And at the same time, we'll be laughing by the end of the conversation.
You could talk to him about getting people to take their vacation.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, there we go. Talk to him about that one. See if he does, you know. I bet you he's just as bad as you and I are about that stuff. So
well, I take mine.
You do take yours. You're okay, so as bad as I am about it.
Don't be lumping me in with you.
Yeah. And then we got Christy, director of the Hannah Center, joining us in part two. Looking forward to getting to talk to the Hannah Center. They have an open house coming up. I want to talk a little bit more, not only about what the Hannah Center does, but this open house they have coming up. It is Cranberry Blossom Festival time, everybody, here in Wisconsin Rapids. We got a lot of great things going on in our area. I want to get on to that in a moment, but I did want to mention that we got a note about Vesper Days, the Vesper Days Parade. The parade will start immediately following the noon whistle tomorrow. So keep that in mind, everybody.
I think it's in July.
It is in July. So why was this out here now in the
June? I don't
know,
but I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm looking at it, I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
July.
But that's live radio, baby. That's how it works. So we're just ahead
again,
of this.
Early, not late, right?
Look, now I'm going to have to bring it up again in July. Just make a note. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We'll talk about that more in July.
I was like, I'm so confused.
I did want to get to this. Downtown on Tap is going on tonight from 5 to 9 at Veterans Memorial Park, but they have moved the music indoors. Barefoot America America will be inside Whiskey Rapids Saloon for Downtown on Tap. This unfortunately means there will be no face painting or food vendors, but they have improv'd this and going to be still have a great time. You're going to have some good good music played, and you're going to enjoy yourself. Barefoot Americans, a really good band. Enjoy and have some fun over at Whiskey Rapids Saloon in Downtown for Downtown on Tap, and enjoy all these great weekend events for Cranberry Blossom Festival. So many cool things going on this weekend. Not only today, but tomorrow and Sunday. Enjoy the parade. Be sure to meet our team. We're going to be over at the arts area for this one. We'll have some fun with that. We're going to be over at the arts fair tomorrow. Be sure to join us for that. We'll be right around West Grand, on the corner of West Grand Avenue and 2nd Avenue. Melissa, Pam, Laura are going to be down there.
Nice.
Stop on by, say hi. Maybe get us your email for the newsletter, or pick up some free stuff. It's a fun time. Be sure to join. Our friends over at Mid-State Roller Derby got their game, got a match going on tomorrow. Doubleheader event at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. Doors open at 4. First game at Mid-State Roller Derby versus Aurora 88 Roller Derby. That should be a fun one. Be sure to check that out. Going to be a good good time. And tomorrow morning from 8 to 11, Wisconsin Rapids Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter 706 is hosting a community pancake breakfast at the Southwood County Airport. It's open to the public. Go check that out. There will be fire trucks, police cars, medical helicopters, and all kinds of things over there. Find out more about our airport. It's a great opportunity to do that.
And that's it's if you've been there and it's more than like 5 years ago, it's different. So you definitely got to go check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And keep in mind, everybody, that you can pick up a sign from us here. We have some, or you can pick some up in other ways. We've got more and more fireworks going on now and throughout the whole summer. We've got veterans out there struggling with PTSD that we want to look out for. So we have these signs that you can come pick up. Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks. Thank you to Tom for dropping these off. You can have one of these signs in your yard, but more importantly, spread the word about this. Make sure that others know. We all know that not every veteran's going to put one of these in their yard, and they're just going to, you know, struggle in silence with this one. You don't have to. We've got your back. We want to. Our community wants to have your back. So let's show them that. Let's do what. Let's really celebrate the 4th of July. Not with fireworks, but with celebrating freedom and celebrating the people that helped us have that freedom and protecting our veterans. You can find out more at militarywithptsd.org, militarywithptsd.org. And keep in mind the Veterans Expo and PAC-AC event will be coming up next Wednesday, June 26th. We'll talk more about that next week. Anybody want some carnival tickets? I got a 4-pack of carnival tickets for
Woo-hoo!
You. Call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600, and win these carnival tickets. Just tell Terry and I your favorite ride. That's all.
Oh, fun.